I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosley standing in for Vinny all this week.
Good morning.
Someone just texted, I miss it. What's up?
I miss what?
They missed it. What's up?
Oh, Vinny had a baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, Vinny had a little baby, and her name is Edie Rose. Mm-hmm. And she came on Sunday. Mm-hmm. 81918. I guess sound wise, the name is palindromic, you know, because 81918 is a palindrome.
So. I'm a couple days behind in podcasts. Don't know if he's still there, but Johnny is killing it as guest host. Hope he's invited back for future guest host news.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many more kids Vinny's going to have, but Johnny's always welcome here. Yeah.
Take a look at my setup right now.
Okay, hold on.
This is how hard I'm killing it.
Oh, snap. I just
spilled coffee all over everything.
Oh, you did?
This is my be Vinny, so that's my
Where's
7 o'clock
when I
pile.
Need him?
Yeah. That's as far as I've got. This is my.
Take a picture of Johnny's setup. This is so not Vinny. This is how great Johnny is. Because
I need
he's
to get here
up.
A lot earlier.
Yeah.
You don't need to get here earlier.
You're
look
great.
At this. I just spilled coffee all over.
Even with the coffee spill and that giant mussed up pile right there.
Oh, my God.
You're 10,000 times.
Sarah, any earlier. I'm going to have to come earlier.
I'm not
going to do it.
Yeah, no, you're
going to have to give him a key to the office.
Yeah. Well, this is supposed to be like my organized how I'm going to run the show, how Vinny does it, where he's like, bam, bam, he's got three piles.
Yeah, no, Vinny doesn't do that.
One story, I just spilled coffee all over it, and now I'm
perfect.
Struggling.
You're 5,000 times good. More organized Winging than Vinny is. Vinny is basically, he's a dude sitting amidst a pile of...
A tornado.
There's like a swirling tornado of papers around him. We gave you that as a suggestion to help you get organized.
Yeah.
We've suggested that to Vinny, but he goes, What?
20 years later.
Yeah, no, he's still...
I'm still cleaning up after
And by
him.
The way, Vinny gets here at like 5:35.
Oh, okay,
He
good.
Takes 5 minutes,
all right.
Grabs a couple things
Some days,
to go.
Some days, the reason why we play two Green Day songs...
Yeah, is because Vinny's not here
late.
Yet.
Yeah.
If you're here too, you know it's because Vinny's not here.
Yeah. I have a whole new appreciation for when I'm like a guest and I'm over there and I'm like thinking I'm BSing and I'm talking to you and I look over and Vinny's just got his head down.
Because he didn't get here early enough to read all his stuff first.
That's the problem. I mean, that's the challenge.
Yep. It's hard to keep Vinny's attention though. It's like I spend my whole day trying to keep Vinny's attention.
I just do this.
Oh, well.
Hello.
A little jiggle.
A little jiggle, and he goes,
that works.
Can I get a milkshake?
Yes, Vinny. Are you going to do your work? Yes.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, on to something serious. This is very serious.
What?
What the F is going on in Hawaii, and what are you going to do?
Right.
Oh.
Johnny Mosley, update.
Yeah.
Everybody texting me asking about your plans.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like we're waiting to hear this morning.
Oh,
we're waiting for today, basically, and then we will make
because it's hitting right now. Is what they're saying.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. What are the? Yeah, I haven't even checked this morning.
On the way in, I heard the CBS update said something about like everyone's batting down the hatches, and it's hitting today. It's supposed to linger through tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it doesn't look good.
Well, maybe a day or two delay.
Yeah, I did see. It could be a day or two delay.
Right.
And I was wrong before. We're going until next Friday. So,
it would be
from Friday,
a week from
so
tomorrow. Okay.
A couple days off wouldn't kill it.
Right.
So at this point, we haven't bagged it. Let's put it that way. That's all.
Oh, no.
No,
I mean,
no.
I wouldn't think you'd bag it. It's
well,
a trip to Hawaii, for
I mean,
God's sake.
You could, though. I mean, you know what's going to be like when you're there in the aftermath. Right.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do where everyone's like, dude, I know you're vacationing, but I'm
trying to clean up my life here.
Yeah, and maybe
the roof
we
got blown
I should
my house.
Bring my boots and a backpack and, you know, we'll get some sandbags going or whatever.
Well, you're always looking for opportunities
to get my
teach
kids to start working.
Yeah, you could help and then you could write it off.
Boom.
Man, you are always working effort. every angle. I went to Hawaii to help with the effort after the hurricane.
Absolutely.
That's right.
God, we're awful people. I love it.
Now you've blown it.
Yeah, that's it. He said it on the air.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
you just
the,
don't know. Now listen,
update.
If you postpone, what do you think about tomorrow morning?
Oh, I mean, if we postpone, I'm in. Is Marcus not on?
Oh, no, we were going to have him next
He's
week.
On.
We were saying yesterday
You're
that
off.
If
okay.
you...
Sorry.
If you didn't come in, we would just do the show ourselves.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yo, if I'm here, I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No pressure.
So we'll find out.
Well,
in the next.
He's like, oh, my
here.
God.
We'll probably have to make this call in the next,
today.
By the end of the show.
Right. Malia will do it. And mother-in-law.
Yeah.
We'll say what's up.
Actually, never mind, because they're 5 hours back, so probably won't make that call until.
Does she live in Hawaii, the mother-in-law?
No, no. But the hotel, I saw an email from the hotel that was like, we'll know a lot more in the morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, so even the hotel is like,
Yeah. And then I'm guessing, I mean, if the planes are willing to fly in there, then you're probably good to go, right?
Right. I mean, it's a hurricane.
Are they willing to fly in there? Still,
you're going to go with that?
Well, I don't know.
We're willing. We're willing to take a chance.
I'm a risk taker.
If you are, we
I'm
are.
A risk taker.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's
yeah.
do it, man.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
No?
You're precious cargo.
Yeah, Johnny.
You and your
you're precious
are
cargo.
Precious. Do not
Don't
do
take
this.
Any chances.
Go to Monterey. For your B-day.
Yeah, we're just trying to...
perfect.
We're just selfishly trying to get you to stay for tomorrow.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, it sounds pretty likely.
Yeah, you're sitting, know? I notice. And it's
I am.
Not even 6 o'clock. How are you feeling about...
I let him take his hat off.
Why?
Because
the looking glass loves it.
Super funky today. Take your hat off.
See what you got.
See what you got.
I got. I mean, I will tell you that I know where you were going with that. Like, how am I doing, after a week of this?
Oh,
and I will say today, I was like, I'm just going to wear my sweatpants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Because just getting into, like, jeans at that hour just, I don't know, doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, one
Feels
more day
like early
and I'm coming
early
wearing
morning.
Sweatpants.
It's fine. You can. Shorts, okay. Whatever you want.
And, that would be the only thing I thought of. And, but I did go to sleep with my son last night, so I did get to bed early.
Yeah.
But sleeping with him is a nightmare.
Is he a kicker?
He's so long
baby.
Now,
baby
and he's all
kicks.
Over the place, yeah. And so I had to abandon that about halfway through. When I woke up, I'm like, it's like the middle of the night right now. It was 11:45.
Oh, when you say...
I can still hear the TV on upstairs with my wife.
When you say you went to bed with your son, you guys lay down together.
Yeah, we read a book and
so you have a
out.
Double bed or are you sharing
he's got,
a little twin with him
he's
or
got
what?
Like it's almost a queen I guess
oh, like a full size
yeah it's like a bunk bed with a queen on the bottom
oh that's kind of cool
yeah it is cool
yeah that's great
yeah it's pretty comfortable down
that's,
there
that's it's funny because I mean I guess I wasn't sleeping with my kids still when they were 10 but for years they'd come in the morning or they come in the middle of the night and you just like get in the bed just get in you'd fall asleep in the bed while you're putting them to bed and Vinny was so adamant that this was never gonna happen to him.
And then
and then we found out that Bryn's whole family. I don't know if this is
all
Vietnamese.
Sleep in one bed.
They literally all sleep. He still when he goes to his parents' house, they all him and his sisters and brothers and
yeah,
all the grandkids
all
they all get in one bed,
twin size bed, and like
Oh, I was thinking it was.
We also
it's
go
a
to the
twin,
bathroom
huh?
together and we shower together.
Oh my
still,
God!
You know,
I can't
to make it family.
That's great. Yeah, I love that family dynamic. No, seriously, for a long time when he was a kid, like, it was him and
it wasn't
his brother,
long.
His
it was
two
a,
sisters.
It was a long time
for, like,
ago.
19 years, they all slept in one bed together. All cuddled together. I don't know how they had so many kids. They were all sleeping in the same
ago.
Bed. Weird.
Yeah. And it was because we were poor. It wasn't a family tradition. We just didn't
you
have enough
poor,
money
poor family.
To have multiple bedrooms.
Yeah. His brother was born in the dirt.
He was
True.
Born in the
we,
dirt.
We
yeah.
call him Dirty Dong.
Old Dirty Dong.
Old Dirty Dong. Yeah, he...
Guy's name's Dong.
His name is Dong.
Gotta give birth. Yeah. They're in the forest.
Right. Dirty Dong.
They're immigrating.
Is this serious? Well,
yeah. It's real talk.
It's okay.
Some of it's serious. Some of it.
From
I'm
the
not,
room.
I'm just
like
totally
Puerto Rico.
From Vietnam?
Yeah. His parents, your parents were on a boat and she was, they weren't even on the boat
they
yet.
They were 9 months pregnant on the boat and then they got to Malaysia.
Oh, and she gave birth like basically on the beach.
Yeah. Well, they got into a refugee camp before they got sponsored to the States here. Mm-hmm. So in that refugee camp, there wasn't very much. It was like, anybody had a doctor here? And she lays down. And I'm like, Mom, were you like on the dirt, like in the trees and stuff? She's like, yeah, there's nothing there. And they figured, I don't know how they did stuff without any tools or, you know,
well, people have been having babies for, you know, since the dawn of time for humans.
I don't think I put a good light on my family when I represent them on this show.
You do put, you put, you know what? Cool. That's an amazing story. Like for us, like my parents lived in houses, you know, like whatever their ancestors immigrated here years before. I'm sure they had a hard time, but like you're like super close to a, you know, that real fleeing a country.
Yeah, life or death.
Right.
Yeah, it's
And your parents have made it. Like they've made it. Mm. They what did your dad have? Like 50 cars.
The American dream.
The American dream. Yeah. They started
Corvettes,
up.
Corvettes, Teslas, Lamborghinis.
They're like big
what he
real estate moguls.
Day.
Oh my god, amazing. It's crazy. It's great. They're like I love your you. I love your family. Yeah. You know, Dong, I could do without, but...
What? You know,
I'm just kidding.
Dong.
He's great.
Probably the only one listening.
That's why I said
is he listening
Dong,
right now?
I love you.
Is he listening right now?
He's an early bird. I don't know when he listens, but he's an early bird. So.
Hey, remember that time you kicked your brother's
Shut
ass?
Up.
Yeah,
man.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They're both big into Kuksul Wong. And in fact, his brother has a studio in Millbrae where he does classes.
Ooh, Johnny
and stuff.
Should go.
That's some kind
Bryn,
of martial art.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
martial
Bryn,
art. Bryn, yeah.
You should kick Johnny's ass one day.
Kick him in the face.
Just like kick him in the face.
Kick him in the face when he gets out of line.
Like he gets
moves.
It right next to you.
Oh yeah.
Like, just so
I want
you
that.
Feel it. Just so you feel it.
He's a little bit older now though, so you can't trust him.
Oh yeah. God.
Like, it used to be he was like razor sharp precision, but now he flails around a little bit and
That's
sometimes
true.
He falls. But he's the guy who can walk through a doorway and kick. The top
doorway.
Of the doorway with his foot as he's walking through.
Snap.
Like, he's crazy.
Whoa.
And he'll walk up a wall and flip back.
I don't think he can do
really?
That anymore.
He can do
I'm
it.
I'm sure there's shots on Instagram of that, though.
Just he's a little chuggy now, you know.
Oh,
here's the sound of me doing it. This is how it sounds when I do it. That's all.
But anyway, so Prince had a kind of a crazy dream. You were born in Florida, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Daytona Beach.
On the 4th of July.
On the 4th of
all
July.
American.
Yeah.
All American.
July.
The all American as they come right here.
That's
right
why there. Sarah has her party, Johnny.
Yes,
every 4th
year.
Of July.
And he didn't even come to it this year.
Yeah.
I threw a birthday party
well,
for him.
Well, it's for Joe then, because Joe's there too.
I know, I have a bunch of friends with
him. Yeah, the first year, I forgot my cake.
His wife brings over a cake. I put it in the fridge, and then, well, listen, it was pretty debaucherous that party. It wasn't like it was suddenly we were gonna all break down and sing happy birthday. I'm such an a-hole.
Nah, I'm
God.
Just giving you crap.
It's how true. Old are you, Brent?
That's true.
I'm 35 now. I just turned.
That's true.
I just turned
it's
over
true.
This last
year. She's an a-hole.
Woman. What is going on with the peanut gallery in there?
Everybody's Jesus. Bashing each other.
I love
this
it.
Morning.
I know
okay.
Johnny came
and
in here.
And how old's Dong?
Dong is 40 now. Yeah.
So and there's two sisters between?
There's it's boy girl, boy girl.
Oh, you have a younger sister.
I have a younger sister, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice family though.
Yeah, they're my dad, mom, and my younger sister right now down in Pomona moving Derek in. So
he had a kid when he was 16.
Yeah,
so he
15. He was 15.
Whatever
yeah.
he was. He was very young. And he started college this year, and he's going to Cal Poly?
Cal Poly Pomona.
Oh, my God.
Correct.
He has
Cal
awesome.
Poly Pomona.
He has an awesome dorm room. You should
see
his
I didn't
see
the picture.
And
it's
his
so
teddy
great.
Bear on the bed.
I know.
Well, listen.
You know what? Congratulations.
Thank
good
you.
For, good for him.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Great parenting, Bryn. I hope
great
the rest
parenting.
Of the show follows your example.
We won't.
Thanks. It's hard.
Well,
to...
my kids are just going to live with me forever. I'll never move
go.
Away.
Then they should move with a grandparent.
I know. His parents basically raised
his parents
that kid.
Raised
well,
his kid.
After the morning show, I was there the entire time every day.
I believe you, Bryn.
But then when I joined this morning show, how do you do anything with this morning show? You know,
nothing.
You get to bed at 7
yeah.
p.m.
Yeah.
No.
I can go to sleep with my baby right now, though, my 8-month-old.
Hey, Bryn.
That was nice.
Is it true that your son was the president of the student body in high school?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
class
you did something
president,
right.
Then student body. Yep. Listening to Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, that's the one who likes Lil
Uzi.
Yeah,
and Travis Scott.
Oh, yeah.
707
terrible
says,
music.
Bryn, you do your family right. Until you do the nail salon accent.
Oh, yeah, do the nail salon accent.
I'm not good at that. Do you want the quito gel? I got the quito gel for you.
And now you don't want your nails short because don't you have a boyfriend?
Don't you have a boyfriend?
Well, you had no boyfriend.
Why you had no boyfriend? You're so pretty. Pretty girl.
It's true. He does not do it as good as this.
Angela's legit, man. Yeah. She sounds like my auntie.
Find some audio of that. In the meantime,
yes.
For 4 days, I think it was Monday, Johnny tells me he has this story about Nick Lachey.
That's not what I said.
What did you say?
I just said I just recently did a show with Nick Lachey. But go ahead.
You did a show with Nick Lachey?
Right.
Okay, and it's like a home improvement show.
Yeah, it's
and what is your role on this show?
I would call it arts and crafts show.
Oh, right. Like a make. That's because we're talking
about the makers.
It's
called Home and Family on the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, boy.
I love God. The Hallmark Channel.
Really?
I do.
Yeah. And I was down there because I was promoting the, you know, this branded content series I do for California's marketing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
California. It's called Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams.
Right. Can people find that?
Thank you.
Is that a YouTube
you
thing?
You just pull up Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams, anything close. And
it's you doing these little crazy adventures in California.
It's all these experiences I want to do, and I go do it with usually some expert in the field or someone who knows what they're doing, and they usually kick my ass, and it's good fun. I love it. Most recently, I did a big rock climbing thing with this guy from Santa Rosa called Kevin Jorgensen, who climbed the Dawn Wall in Yosemite for the first time. But I'm not even sure that one's up. I swam the Alcatraz swim last summer.
Oh.
Yeah, so
yeah,
all these
done a bunch
all these
of crazy
adventures.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's done really well, and so it's almost like it's like having a show. Mm-hmm. And so they send me on out to promote it. And anyway, they sent me down to do an appearance on Home and Family on the Universal lot. And anyway, I didn't realize, but they had just fired their co-host, and they were auditioning different hosts. And
was this a soft audition?
Not for me.
Oh.
I was just a guest, but Nick Lachey was auditioning. You could tell.
Oh.
To be and so it was. You know, you go in, they have like a house on the set, like an actual house on the Universal lot that they film it all in. Oh. So it's very, I mean, they literally have an arts and crafts segment and a cooking segment. And, you know, they have guests.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So they use different rooms in the house.
Yeah.
Like maybe there's a wood shop and they build a birdhouse and then they go in and cook dinner.
They totally have a DIY guy like your husband could be.
Right.
Yeah, and they have, I mean, they, in fact, you should be on the show.
Oh,
they
no.
should do a segment on your on
my sewing room,
pouching.
Right,
yeah,
sure.
And
my pouching
on your pouching. But anyway, Debbie Matopoulos. Do you know who she is?
Debbie Matopoulos.
Maybe that's how you say.
She was Trump's second wife.
Oh,
isn't that her?
I don't think so.
Debbie Matopoulos.
I thought that was Marla Maple.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought Debbie Matopoulos was one of the first hosts on The View.
Yeah.
She was.
Something
but
like
there was
that.
Some...
I am Debbie. Is
okay,
her
I'm
Instagram
probably wrong.
Okay. Anyway.
Great. Like, incredible. Just carries the show
so
like, incredibly. She's their anchor.
Okay.
I mean, she really carries it.
And Nick is like
she's their
trying
Sarah,
out.
And then they, you know, the dudes come in and rotate.
Okay.
so they had a. But anyway, this guy they fired, I don't know what happened. So Nick Lachey looked like he was going to be the guy. So, but it was just an interview. We were talking, you know, this, that. But Nick Lachey actually made a mincemeat pie, like his grandma's mincemeat pie recipe. And he legit
what is
made that.
Meat?
It's a meat pie.
It's actually meat?
Yeah, it's like there's meat in it.
Like any kind of
ground
meat?
Beef, I think, or something like that. It's almost like when you go to New Zealand and you get those little meat pies,
right,
like
little
in
pockets.
Mince meat is a chopped dried fruit, distilled spirits and spices, sometimes beef suet. S-U-E-T.
That's fat.
Beef
suet is fat.
Or venison.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Are you sure suet is fat?
Suet. Yeah.
Suet or suet.
Suet. S-U-E-T, suet.
That's good
it's
knowledge
fat.
Right there. That's something. That's one of those food terms I would not be able to pronounce.
Right.
I don't know.
That's facts.
I'm wrong so much. Somebody research
right,
that.
Suet is the hard white fat
hard
on
white.
The kidneys hard and loins
fat.
Of cattle, sheep, and other
animals
used to make foods, including puddings,
pastries,
and mincemeat.
Okay, so it's chopped. You're saying it's chopped up fruits bound together with this fat, with this mincemeat.
That's correct.
Okay, so he makes this,
and then it's like in a pie crust.
This show is so stupid.
What are you talking about?
I love it.
This is why we're number one.
I agree, 100%.
Hey, by the way, I watched Big Brother yesterday just to try to do it.
People are texting.
Sarah. Let's have a. Big Brother free day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It's been a Big Brother free week. It was so good last night.
Big Brother free year.
Let me interject here. We have a boy from England on the line, so I don't want to like raise up his data.
Yeah.
His T-Mobile.
What's he up?
Data.
It's Caparo.
Ah.
Oh, Scott Caparo is now joining us on the line. Hello. From England. Please say hi to Johnny Mosley.
Caparo.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello. Ate the mic right there. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm
tired. You know, he's tired. I'm in.
He wants to stop coming here.
You know how it is. I'm trying to keep up. What are you doing?
You know, they'll drain all the suet out of you until you're suet free, believe me.
That's good.
They'll take their mincemeat pies out of you if they can.
Yeah.
I did hear them whispering earlier in the prep room, like, Sarah, Dr. Brent, like, I know they're up to something. So they're like about to just.
They're going
to
grind your bones into their protein shakes. That's how they say it.
There might be something at 8 o'clock. I'm just saying. There might be something at 8.
He'll be awake by then.
Well, we do you know how we are, Scott. We like to have a fun show. We like to plan little surprises for the other people on the show.
Goodbye.
You know?
Goodbye.
Hey, Scott, did you hear that Vinny had his baby?
I saw the photo on Facebook. That's why I called yesterday to say congratulations. It's adorable.
So he's out for two weeks. If you were here, you could have played the role of Marcus Osborne next week.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you're not here, so Marcus will be playing his own role.
Well, maybe the baby will be so adorable that he'll have to spend a month or two with him.
Maybe.
Right? Like you do here.
With him.
Yep. It's a girl. So.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
So you're coming
to all of them.
Oh, I know. It's they're growing their little family. Can you believe that Vinny has two kids now? I mean,
Vinny. There's going to be more.
No, there won't be more.
Women can't stop them once they start. It's a downward spiral.
She's 40. I think she wants to stop, you know.
I don't know. Well, it's good for him, though, because it keeps him focused, right? Because he can be a bit distracted. But all this now, he's got to work hard, work hard.
Well, he needs to keep the job, you know. It used to be he could, you know, he could
go anywhere
fancy
else.
Free, yeah. Right? Go anywhere he wanted in the world. Now he's, you know, he's tied. He's a wife, basically. Kids,
say
a
yes
house.
To everything.
Right.
So, hey, Hooman, when's Hooman's kid on his way, right?
Oh,
we need a Hooman kid.
Well, I haven't had a girlfriend in 6 years.
But he thinks he's going to have a daughter, and he even has a name picked out.
Well, there's a name I told you let's not talk about that ever again.
Tell Scott
no,
the name.
Because Scott's just going to rain on my parade.
Scott.
No, I love girl name.
The name is Pearl.
Oh.
See? I told you.
I think Pearl's a great name.
Oh.
Why am I being dragged into this dumb
It sounds like a Victorian stripper. No, come on.
Victorian
So, Scott, I believe you're going to be back here in a few weeks. Brace yourselves, Bay Area. Scott's back.
Yeah, come couple of weeks. I look forward to it.
Tell me what the dates are for your shows and everything.
Oh, we're back. I'm back September 10th, and then I'll be around for a couple months. So they're all posted online and all that. News.
So ScottCaparo.com.
Or RadioAlice.com. I believe Brad posted the picture and the dates. Are you coming close to my house, though, so I can go?
Yeah. Oh, your house? House?
You know, the Redwood Shores place that you play at.
Of course. I'm playing that lovely venue that we like so much again.
Oh, yeah, that brewery place, whatever it is. Yeah, yeah, I only go when Scott's close to my house.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to drive too far.
I want to go to that,
I feel
too.
The same way.
This is Bryn Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Bryn. Are we gonna do some push-ups and some squats and stuff together when I'm there?
Sure, let's do that.
And Hooman's trying to get Johnny Mosley to be a workout partner. I can tell because all week he's been big. So maybe all you guys could go work out together.
Three hot
awesome
men.
Yeah.
Oh my god! High five! Oh my god!
That sounds like a bad idea.
Sounds like a great idea. Go to yoga and have. I mean, Scott's a bit of a pretzel.
Johnny, do you still work out, or have you moved on from that?
I mean, I did work out yesterday, actually.
Oh,
yeah, but that was the first time in a while. I'm a little sore, actually, I must say. Yeah, and I did bring my shorts today, Hooman, so...
I can't go today.
Come on.
What a relief, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to work out. I'm just ready, and now I don't have to.
I've been asking you for 2 days
Johnny and I are going
out
at 10:30, you know, we'll be there.
That'll be nice.
Brett is never going to work out. Are you kidding me?
You don't know.
All right, Scott, so listen, we'll see you on the 10th. I can't wait. I miss you so much. I love you so much. I'm sorry that...
You
haven't been. Hey, and I guess I'll get an update on everything when you get back. I know you have a lot going on in your life. But we don't have all day to listen to you kibitzing.
Whatever. All right. All right. Take care, you guys.
Love you, Scotty. Bye bye. All right, Scott Capurro, everybody.
Did he break up with Hudson?
No, I'm thinking about his dad. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on with his dad. No, I don't believe he did. Okay. I'm just wondering. You know,
I just saw a picture of him and Edson.
The legacy. The legacy.
Yeah, the money, though. Yeah. Scott wants the money.
Yeah, he does want the money.
His legacy.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't want to start going with the legacy, you know.
Legacy.
All right. Is everybody ready? Are we ready to do this?
Let's play a
song. Are we going to have a killer day today?
Yeah!
All right. Am I going to hit the post right now? Is this going to happen? All right. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, the wonderful Johnny Mosley sitting with us today. I can tell today's going to be amazing. Ooh, I think I even smell Friday on the air. Let's go!
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.